Yesterday we learned that there's a pasuk yivimta, v'alsi yivimta hashaira, from which we darshan yesh lecha yavama achera shayla lechalita v'ayna l'yibam. So we had yesterday this yisoid that there's such a thing as yavama who has chalita not yibam, which runs contrary to the rule kol she'ina l'yibam eina l'chalita. But it's examined sarkasov that there is one, at least one case, that you have chalitza and not yibum min ha-tayra. That's the gezeres sarkasov we learned yesterday. We know that pasuk is talking, at this point in the Gemara, is talking about chayuvei lavin, and lemaskana is talking about chayuvei lavin va'aseh. So this is the focus of our discussion today, this Gezeres HaKosuv. And yesterday, Rav Sholem asked, what's a din b'di'evet, if you're miyabim? If you have such a woman, who's chayletzes, v'loy misyabemes, le'maisa, what happens if you do yibum? Le'halacha, chayvilav v'aseh. You're not supposed to do yibum. You've also yibum te'ashari, you do chalitza na'yibum. What's the din b'di'evet of someone did yibum? According to the Havamina now, by chayv elavim, according to Maskana, by chayv elavim v'asa. So, we're going to see it's by no means simple. Let's learn the next few lines of Gemara and try to see. The Gemara doesn't say b'feirish, but the mashmois of the Gemara. Masiv Rava. In the Yamid Beis, in the second line, we have a kasha. Rava is going to argue with Gidol HaMorah. Rava asks, we learned in the Braisa, Issa Mitzvah, Issa Kedusha. Ba'oleha, Echolatla, Nifterot Sarasa. B'di'evet, if someone is Ba'al. Sai, Issa Mitzvah, that's a Durabana, so of course the Bi is a Bi. But even Issa Kedusha, which is Chayve Lavim Vasei, or Chayve Lavim, even according to the Havamina. Even chayvei lavin, which din is chalitza v'loi chalitzas v'loi misya b'emes. What happens? Ba'aleha oy chalatzla nifterot saras v'sakadayt chayvei lavin midai reisel chalitza ramya. If you're going to say mina, it's a din taira that chayvei lavin are rami l'chalitza libum loy ramya ki ba'aleha amai nifterot saras. The bia should be meaningless. The bia shouldn't count. I mean, if there are tzarasa, who might have lahum a farik la, let's start with Bitani. Ba'aleha is a mitzvah. And a drabana. Cholitzla is a kedusha, which means ba'aleha by chayve lavin vasei, it doesn't do anything. So the Gemara here is saying, at least in the Teretz, who might have lahum a farik la, let's start with Bitani. Ba'aleha is a kedusha. The Rabbanan, of course, Ba'aleha does something. And it's a mitzvah. But it's a kedusha, Ba'aleha doesn't do anything. It sounds like from this piece of Gemara that the bia of an Isser kedusha does nothing. According to Rav Gidol HaMorav, by Lavim, and it'll remain like us, by Chelavim Vasei. Because it's the same pasuk, Yivimta Yovei Aleha, which at this point we're darshing for lavin, and the maskana we darshing for lavin v'asei. So that's what it seems from this piece of Gemara on top of the Yomit. And this diuk is a diuk that's made by a long list of achrayim. The Stipler in Simit Hesvav has a piece on this. He brings it from the Avni Meluim, Kufayin Dalet Aleph, and from the Shar Melech, and from the Noidib Yehuda. Shimon has a piece in the Chaf Aleph on this. This deal from this Gemara is a good deal. Now I'm going to ask you to look down at the bottom of the Amid, at the Yifta, the two dots, just to learn the last two lines of the Amid. The Gemara says Itmar, Bias Kayin Gadol Balmana. Once a Kayin Gadol is Bayol, you an almana, this means yivimta in almana, it doesn't just stam an almana. Rabbi Yechim and Rabbi Lazar, charaimer eina peteres sarasa, charaimer peteres sarasa. So the Gemara in the Banu Yamid says, If somebody was bayil, there's a machloikis if a pat is the tzara. The marsha on this gemara, this is not a typical marsha, it's very klar diburim. Usually marsha goes back and forth. The marsha is very klar. He says, the machloikis on the bottom of yamid is if you pat a tzara. I can't like plead if you pat a tzara. But for the woman herself, the almana herself that was nibbled by a kohen gadol, he says, "Kuli alma loy pligi." There would be no machlokes in the Gemara that it's kohen. Avol bihi gufa kuli alma loy pligi v'sagi lo beget. That's the opposite of what we see in Tapa d'Yamid.
Why are we
assuming
that
Rav
is making the same
question? By Yisrael Seva Leis, for our discussion today, we could just talk about Chayvei Lavim by Rav Gidl. The reason I'm assuming that is that the Mashmois of Taisvis, I mentioned that I think yesterday briefly, that the Mashmois of Taisvis Mestavra is that Taisvis Mevon look make Krabba Chayvei Lavim, look make Krabba Chayvei Yisrael Greida. It sounds like the pasuk is lav dafka a drasha for one case. The drasha is going on all cases that would fit.
Who said that Rav's making any drasha out of it?
What's he going to do with the pasuk?
It says it on
Chacham based on the Bible. Xerbi Yerushayna. Almadam ben Nesuim v'chayvi yasei nafka lami yivimtai. Okay, Tessizim will be fairish there. Tessizim is very fairish. Xerbi. But for our discussion, it doesn't make such a difference, because we could talk like Rav Gidl Amarav by Chayv Elavin. It's just also Emes Ladina. That's why the place can talk about it by Chalav Vasei. So now we have to start taking Svaras. Okay, again, what's the Shaila? You have Chayv Elavin, that the halacha is Chelatas Loi Misev Emes. What's the din if you did Yibum B'di'evit? The Mashmois of the Gemara on the top of the Amid is that it's not Taif, it's nothing. Mashmois of the Gemara on the bottom of the Amid, the way the Marshal makes a Diyuk, is that it's something. As a matter of fact, the Karnei Re'im on this Marshal says that it's Shreif from the top of the Amid. Kainirim is the kasha. So we have a stira in Mashmoisin. Again, what's the shaila? You have someone that minatayra is chalatzas v'alim yisyabemis. Either yisuri lavim or lav vasei. Minatayra chalatzas v'alim yisyabemis. What's the din b'di'evid by bia? A diyuk from the top of the Amid that's made by a list of achrayinim who make a diyuk that it's nothing. And a diyuk on the bottom of the yamid of the marsha that says that it's kaina, with the evidence kaina. In the terrace, you're right. In the terrace, the truth is, it's a diyuk from later Rava. If you look later on the yamid, when Rava says it, Rava brings the same nidain, the same esvei, and. The two lines that I may say in Bali Kainai, this is the same kasha, just yes from in Bali Kainai, Tiyofta. So it's also mashma that if it's Daikha, then it's like Kainai. Okay, it's the same deal. But here also, it's from the ice sphere of the Gemara. When it says the Stadim Katani, that's what's mashma. At any rate, this is the stira that they ask. What should be the svara? The svara chitzayna. What should be? What? Whatever, like Rava, could be talking like. No, we'll wait for the Bamei Yomid. I think the Karnei Re'im brings the Bamei Yomid, right? His deepest on the bottom, yeah, but if you want, we'll likely get there. But Lamaisa, again, I'm asking you Svaradik, what should be? Which, you have a machlaikis. You need a Hesber, you need to think of a Hesber. So which Hesber is Pashin, which Hesber is Shver? What would be if there was no Gemara? What should be if somebody is Miyabim, Chayve Lavim, Shalaikadin? What would the Svara say? We know Kedushin Taisim, Chayve Lavim. Same thing, Chayve Lavim, Asay. So I would have thought it's a Kavah Chaymer. Madach of a man, Shloi B'makim Yibam. He goes over to Chayvi Lavim, and he's Makadisha, Kedushin Taifsin. So when he also has a mitzvah of Yibam to be Makadisha, to be Mi'abim Har, even though he's not supposed to, because there's a Pasik, Chalatzah, Lamesim, Vemes, but I would say, Zichit should be Taifis. And that's the Marsha's Raya. The Marsha says that Kedushin Taifsin B'Chayvi Lavim. And says kedushin atayfis b'chayv elavim. So someone is bayil shalai kedin. It should work. Why shouldn't it work? Someone's bayil shalai kedin. He's tight. He's kinda. This is the Marsha's kasha, and it's a very shtaka kasha. And basically, everybody else is trying to answer. Try to come up with an answer on this taina. I should mention to you that even though it's the Marsha against everybody, pretty much Marsha says Beferish this way, and all the Achrayim that I've seen go the other way, La Halacha, it sounds like from the Beis Shmuel that the Ikar is Taka like the Deacon and the Rambam. So the Marsha shouldn't be, just because all the other Achrayim say not like him, it's not Borer that he's wrong, but nevertheless we're going to try to figure out a mahalach, and now we're going to figure out, we'll see how we're going to figure out some sort of a mahalach, why it should be in Svara, if Kedushin Taisim B'chayve Lavim, why, if it's a Chayve Lavim, B'mokim Yibum, not. I mean, there's a Mamzeres. If I would go, Chalila, I would go and be Makadish and Mamzeres, Ubichal. If the Mamzeres marries my brother dies. Now, if I'm a Yabim, it's not Chal. What's going on here? It's a Hepach HaSvara. The Svara is that it should be better, not worse. Right? Before she married my brother died. If I'm a kandishar, it's chal. And once she marries her brother, so it's not chal. What's the hesber? So the Stifler brings three hesberim. Each is significant. And Stifler talks about a fourth Hesber. I think I once told you that whenever Tais has a kasha and he has four terutzim, that means that none of the terutzim are solid. Because the Rishonim have a solid teretz, then it's the Taisus, the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ritva. When everyone says different terutzim, there's shver katin in each one. So Stifler brings three terutzim and listen to each one. Again, the question is, if I go over to I'm a kohen gadol. I go over to an almon in the street, and I'm a kaddishar chal. If this almon marries my brother dies, and now I'm a yavim or znachal. What's going on? My halach number one is that when there's no mitzvah to be miyabim, the Isser Eishas Ach comes back. By Yibum, there's normally no Isser Eishas Ach. It's not an Erev. But when I go, when this woman marries my brother dies, and there's no mitzvah of Yibum, Yevimtai tells me, Chalatzas Velaydis Yevemis, no mitzvah of Yibum. There's no mitzvah of Yibum, bang, the Isser Eishas Ach comes back. And Memela, she's an Erev. Because she married my brother, and Mela and Kedushin Taifsin b'chayve krisus. Now she becomes a chayve krisus all of a sudden. So Kedushin Taifsin b'chayve krisus, and Issa comes back. There's a kasef chalatzas in the Ovis of Amos. including the Gzeres HaKasa.
But it's now.
So right.
It's the first Gzeres HaKasa.
You can't do that. You can't tell me that the pasuk says chaletzes yom sabemis. So mele a pasuk from yibam. So mele yinach chaletzes. You can't be a vatal the pasuk. At this mahalach is a rabbi chanan. Simen chaf siv ches. But he says right away, this is totally that old argument we've had many times. If Isra Shasach comes back ever by a Yavama, we said from Reb Chaim that Reb Chaim says that you can't start with Isra Meshe Shasach behind the Fila. Shasach is not a Cheshman. By Yibam, there's no Cheshman of Shasach. By Raya, it's not one of the Isurim in the Mishnah and after Beis. If you have Hechatinsa with Isra Shasach, this wouldn't be good anyway because it's Chalatzis. But in general, this idea, Eish HaSach is not a cheshem by Yibam, because who cares about Eish HaSach? By Yibam, we don't care about Eish HaSach.
But still, it is so the fully
are you going to be over on this Eish HaSach? It's a tricky question if you're over on this Eish HaSach, because the Isra Eish HaSach by itself is really nitcha because it's because he died without children. Here. So I don't know, we spoke about this. Rashi's Lashon, like there are two types of Eish HaSach. There's Eish HaSach, Shemes B'loi Ban, and Mes B'Van. I understand. I understand that the question is whether this could be a Cheshbon. La'acha Maisa, maybe, yeah. It's a tough thing. The truth is that Tosis on the Yaman Aleph, Hayi Sur Dis Lahatera. Tosis, I'm not sure which way to make the diuk in Tosis. Tosis says that by Eshach Shalom by Lama there's no din Eshach, even though there's no mitzvah. But Tosis gives a reason, giving the pakul gavi di day, pakul gavi. But Tosis sort of in between. He says that there's no din Eser Eshach Shalom Malka mitzvah, but Tosis gives a reason which may not apply here. All right, look, it's a clair of the Mishnah Melech. The Mishnah Melech in the Sefer Parashas Derachim has a clair if the Isra Eish HaSach ever comes off, is ever a cheshbin in Hilchas Yibam. And Rabbi Chanan says this. He says, my teretz is telling you the two ways. If you don't agree with this, then it's Archi. Avnei Meluim, Simin Kuf Ayin Dalid, Sivkat Na'alef, says a teretz. He says that by a yavama there is no such thing as kinyan kedushin. Kedushin is not a kinyan by a yavama. Kedushin is a kinyan by a isha pnuya. By a pnuya, a brother in law could be kind of a kedushin. A yavama, no, it's true. Min hashuk kedushin is typhus. But for the brother-in-law, it's not tight. It's like someone do give kedushin to a behemoth to be kind of behemoth, not kind of. There's a miut. Maimer is not kind of. Beishami is kind of. There's a miut that kesef ishtar kedushin is not kind of. I don't mean dafka kesef ishtar, but also mabias kedushin is not kind of by a yavama. She's a type of person that doesn't have such a kinyan. So what was Akasha? That there's an Amakayan God. There's an Amon in the street. I give a Kedushin. She's Mekudeshes. She marries my brother. My brother dies. Now Mekudeshes. Why? Because there's no such thing as Kedushin by such a person. There's no Metzias of Kedushin in such a case. That's his terror. It's again not so satisfying because normally we look at Yibam as Kedushabia. I mean, we look at it as being called a Kedushin, called a Yibam. Is Kedusha B and is Yibam has only one, only has B. That's a little not such a satisfying teretz. The Shah HaMelech in Perek Vav of Hilchas Yibam says something that's a little vild in the Machshava. It sounds like too much of a chiddush, but it makes things good. Stifler brings it and it fits. The pieces fit. If you say it's mistaver, it's not mistaver, I agree with you, it's a tremendous chiddush, but listen to what he says. What's the case again? I'm a kohen gadol. If I'm a kaddish this woman, she's mekudeshes. Yet, if my brother marries her, my brother dies, and I do kiddush biya, yibum, whatever you want to call it, I'm yabim her, it's nacha. What's going on? It's up to Shah Melech. If I am a yabim, I'm a kohen gadol, I'm a yabim, this aman will force to yibum, kiddushin types it, she's mekudeshes to me. But yibum is not chal. Yivim dai, yesh lacheres, shkulatzes ve'enemis yabanis. So therefore, it's taka true. If I am miyabim, this almana, she's mekudeshes to me. She has the din of a mekudeshes, just like Echam and Ashuk, Yivam Lashuk is mekudeshes. But yibum, it wasn't a yibum. See what he's saying? It's possible for the brother-in-law to do something which will be a kedushin, a chalais kedushin, and not a chalais yibum. What does that mean? That means, in practical terms, for hilchis yivama, she never had yibum. For parsha of yibum, she still needs chalitza to be mutalashuk. And ina paiter sarasa, the tzara is not pot. Anything has to do with the parsha of yibum. There was no yibum. Aye, kedushin taifsin. Okay, you're right. Kedushin taifsin. Tfisa's kedushin. Strange thing.
You
ask him what?
Need a get as well?
It sounds like the stipler says she'll need a get and a chalitza. She need a get deraisa and a chalitza deraisa. See, you hear what he's saying? You appreciate the Shara Melech Chiddush? If a man, you have a hechetimtza with somebody is bar on Eishas Achiv, she's mekudeshes to him, she becomes an Eishas Ish, but she's not misyabemes to him, because yibum is a miyot. So why to kedushin? It's kedushin like anybody b'shuk kedushin taisim b'chay ve'lav v'asei. So like someone in the street was mekadish. It turns out you can have a woman who's mekudeshes to him and not misyabemes to him.
It's really no different than someone marrying his chayla.
No different than so, except that someone's allowed to marry the one who was chayla.
No, not allowed.
But the rabbi, you can't, because
it's chal.
Right, somebody who's chaylatz and takes her back, so it'd be the same idea. Except here, there, at least it's two different times. She's chalutza, marries her, she's eshesh. Here, at the same minute, she's a woman that's eshesh, and needs yibum, and needs chalitza, and needs get. At the very same minute. That's a drabbana they could get, right? Yeah, here, that you have. So you have every by maimer you can have such a thing. But here, it's midaraisa. She'll be eshes ish and is kukali yibum at the same time, which is possible. But to the same man, eshes ish to this man, is kukali yibum to this man. But chalas is levis abedus. It comes out she's somewhere in between. Bala loikana, according to this, means only the gabe kinyane yibum. Kinyane. And according to this, there's no stira the top of the and the bottom of the because both are true. It's true, condition types in, like the Marshal's dayak on the bottom. And it's true that there's no kiyam yibum like the dayak on the top. What? Well, l'chayr does still depend on the clair of the Mishnah Melech. This has to go to Mahalach that there's no Esei Shesach, because otherwise Kedusha can't be Typhus. So it's a little strange. The Yibum is out in a picture, and yet Kedusha is Typhus, Esei Shesach. If Esei Shesach falls off still, that's what comes out. What comes out Kishmak is that it fits into the different pieces. There's a third thing. It fits, it answers the questions. It answers the question, how could it be? Condition types. It answers the steer at the mashmais of the two parts of the yamid. Also, the Rambam's lashon is ba leha loy kana kinyan gomor. That's lashon of Rambam. Ba leha by chilam vasei loy kana kinyan gomor. It's not a full kinyan. Loy kana kinyan gomor. It's mashmais a shtickle kinyan, not a full kinyan. So Reb Shimon has a piece on this. He says, "Well, shall I cut a kinyan gamar?" So he has this shtickle type. He's saying, like the Mishnah, like the Shammah, well, it's beautiful. Like Kona, kin yigamar. He's kind of din eshesish. He's not kind of din yavama. Somewhere in between. Never heard of such a thing. And I should not tell such a thing. It's somewhere in between. The diuk from the bottom of it is Eina Peteres Tsarasa. But she herself, Eina Peteres Tsarasa, because in the parsha of Yibam, it doesn't part to the Tsar. Because the Gabe Tsara doesn't part. Agave, she herself, the diuk is that you're kinda. What should it say? What should the Gemara say? Ain't a kinda? The Mashah's diuk is that it doesn't. What's the Mashah's diuk? The Mashah's lashon is bihi aval, bihi gufa, kuliyamalai pliki, the sagi lo beget. Now, Shemel doesn't agree, sagi lo beget. It says, he gufa, kuliyamalai pliki, the baiget.
That would mean that she was the only one that
shouldn't be placed. That's right. So Sagalov again is not a deal. You're right. But it's still a deal. What should it say? It says Ena Patera Sarasa. Why does it say Ena Klum Lagabi Har herself? The Gemara couldn't say that. The Gemara could have said a whole shatl, but the Gemara didn't. The Gemara said Ena Patera Sarasa Lagabi Har herself. So it's a mixed bag. It's a combination.
The Gemara was Ena Patera
Ena Pateras Atzma.
No, we didn't
know what he gets. Well, the Masalosh Atzma. You would have to say, you would have to explain this a Chatzikin. This is what you have to say. So. Okay, if it doesn't answer the deep, it doesn't answer the deep. But the stipler says, let it be a mitzvah about Aira. Or the kasha that why he's not going, to Sharmel, he's saying you have to be siturut. Why don't we answer to mitzvah b'aveira? That's why it's not kaina, because it's a yibum against the gzeres hakas of chalatzos misabenas. So the stipler answers that really we had this kasha on that base of it by nida. If a yavam is bayal and nida, it's chal. Taisus wrote it right. It's chal. It's a mitzvah b'aveira. So Stipler answers, and Rav Shimon Simen Beis said the same aside. The mitzvah of Aveira does what? Mitzvah, it means Miyabe Menida. What should be? It should be mitzvah of Aveira. Why is he kind of? He said mitzvah of Aveira takes off the mitzvah. It doesn't take off the kinyan. Someone goes to the store and he buys something on Shabbos. Even if he does the kinyan with a melacha deraisa, does a kinyan, like the Gemara says, he schleps it out, he's kind of by carrying it out to Shisarah. Or carrying it to Shisarah. He's still kind of. The kinyan is chal. At least it's a mitzvah baba aveira. The kinyan is chal. Just mitzvah baba aveira is, that's not a mitzvah. You don't get schar mitzvah. But the kinyan happens. So, now really that's mukhruch. I don't know, why does this type ask it here? Why isn't he ask in every case of Kedushin Taisa Mechaive Lavin? Every time he counts Chaive Lavin, why isn't he? Well, it's the same kasha, no? I mean, he gives Kedushin to Chaive Lavin, it's a mitzvah baba aveira. We know it's chal.
Kedushin
aveira? It's Kedushin the aveira. So it should depend on those that the Kedushin is the aveira and those that it's not. And over here, it's Miyab and Nida. So I guess the kasha would be in a case where he's mekadosh bebia isurei lavin. Maybe a kasha mitzvah baba aveira. So maybe in a chinami, maybe it is. Maybe after kedushin with a keser mishtar. Maybe that's why he didn't ask. But lefia emes, it's emes that you won't say mitzvah baba aveira by kedushin doesn't mechayv lavin because of the kinyan is chal. The issue is she married. The issue is does he get credit for a mitzvah? Maybe that's good. Okay, let's see Rava. Back to the Gemara. Masiv Rava. Ptsua daka kushavcha sris adam v'hazakein oichelzim oimiyamin. Girsan de Gra is Girsan de Gra, that says they're both girsais. Tesefta teschaltzim oimiyamin. Ketzad, Mesu v'lahem achim v'lahem nashim v'amdu achim v'asu ma'imir v'nashisayim. Again, these are all Yisuri Lavim. Tzedaka, all of these are Yisuri Lavim. You're not allowed to marry in a Torah. Now, before we go vayta, I just would like to explain Sris Adam. A Sris is somebody, again, let me explain Tzedaka. Tzedaka k'shufcha are certain specific injuries to the Evarei HaZachar. Lav Dafka, he can't have children. Lav Dafka, it affects his ability to have kids. Krushov, Shavcha, and Psuadaka are certain very specific injuries that are make a person in Isalav. Sris is somebody who can't have children. We had at the end of the 10th parak, those of us who were learning the 10th parak, we had Saris, somebody who's not maybe Shtei Saris till the age of 35. Rav Yashanov. Or he doesn't have any other injury, just he doesn't have Shtei Saris. Or he has Simon Esris. Simonim of Esris. Or he has certain injuries that make that he can't have children. That's called a Saris. Now, Saris Adam is a very important halacha. There's something called Sris Adam and something called Sris Chama. Somebody is born with any of these things that would passel a Saris. There's no lav. He's allowed to get married into the kahal. The psul of sris is sris adam. Somebody who is a saris because of something that happened. Sris adam means someone injured him. Doesn't mean someone did it purposely, even by accident. Leilenu, he got into a car accident and he got injuries that prevent him from having children. That's called sris adam, and that is a lav. Sris chama, there is no lav. Now, there's a machloikis, the Rambam and the Rosh, regarding someone who was born normal and became a saris because of a disease, because of a chayli. He became a saris because of a chayli. Now, that Gemara doesn't say clearly. Sris chama means someone was born a certain way. See, he's alive. Sris adam is somebody who has. Who a human being did it to him. What about a saris machmas chayli? So I think the Rambam is the Mekel and the Rosh is the Machmir. It's a machloikis Rishaynim. If he's mutar bakal, lahalacha we Mekel, it's always called a shasat chak because otherwise he's also bakal. And lamaisa we Mekel on such a saris is totally in a machloikis. Rashi, Yavam Mistav Chafa Midbeis, is brought as a tziruf to the Rambam Shita. Rashi here says, Sris Adam, Shesir Sayadam, V'loi Machmas Chayli Nistaris Me'elav. Ferish Rashi, it's not a deal, it's a Ferish Rashi. Rashi says, what's a Sris Adam? Someone that it happened to, V'loi Machmas Chayli Nistaris Me'elav. Not because of a Chayli. Okay? So this is a important Rashi, but again, for those halachas, not the main part of our sugya. So I have to tell you a stipler. I'm going a bit off topic, but it's on this topic, there's a Musar Dika stipler. You should look at it. It's the last stipler in Yevamis at the end. It's a letter. What?
Isn't nothing in Gemara and Aral say that it's only a Sris that was born like that doesn't get to eat into? And part of the Rashi coming to connect, they'll connect it.
There's no difference between Hilchas Yibum and Hilchas.
We have the Xeris HaKasa, but what the Rashi brings out.
I mean, because of Xeris HaKasa, Lachim Lachim Shein.
Yeah.
It's after by a Sris Adam.
So the Sris Adam, that's why this Mishnah is saying that the Diyavid does work. Or the Ochatil Lachim Taisis.
Lamaisa, this Rashi is not saying that. This Rashi is saying who's included in the Lav. Shesir Sayyadav Alay Machas Chayas Asmi Yelav Vahavi Balav, he's Nisr Lav.
And that's why it works for the Yevon.
But Rashi's saying that the Sris Chayli, Machmas Chayli, is not included in the Lav. That says in Rashi. Alay Machas Chayli, Dar Asmi Yelav, Vahavi Balav. Shesir Sayyadav Alay Machas Chayas Asmi Yelav, Vahavi Balav. I think the Diyak is correct. Anyway, there's a stipler in Yevamis. It's a Musadika stipler. It's a letter that was printed at the end, added the last piece in the Masechta. I think even in the new prints, I think it's still the last piece. I think it was Simon Mem Tess, if I remember. listen to this type of shayla. Someone asked him, if someone is a saris, that's totally in a machlaikis, the Rambam, the Rosh, this machlaikis, there's another machlaikis, by someone who was had an injury to one of his bayim, to one of the testicles. Taisa Shita is that if it's to the on the left side, it's not a psul, whatever reason. It's a machlaikis. Same thing, shasat chak, wamekel. Someone asked the stipler the following shayla. He said he's involved in shidduchim. And lemaisa, he's only allowed to get married because of shasat chak. Right? Machlaikis rishayim, it's a deraisa. There is some deraisa, we're usually machmir. But women were saying machane mekilim because it's a. Does he have to tell the proposed mishudeches that marrying him is a machlaikis Rama and the Rosh? Machlaikis Rabbeinu Tam and the Rama. That's a shout to the stipler. The stipler, in his answer, has a gewaltige insight into marriage bechlal, and to the kapedus people have when they date with rat. His yisoid, it's interesting, the yisoid he writes is that when a person is looking into a shidduch, everything matters. When you get married, 99% of things don't matter. 99% of things don't matter. You know, when I had surgery on my leg and they told me that I'm going to be limping for the rest of my life, which they scare you worse than it is, at least I think it's less than it is, I told my wife that if this had happened to me when I was a bacher, her father wouldn't have let her date me. You know, got an injury, got a mom. Once you're married, who cares, you know? I mean, it's easy for me to say who cares, but... well, yeah, so who cares? Yeah, so it's interesting. My wife teaches history, so she told me a ma'aseh that she had read about the Divrei Chaim. Divrei Chaim had a very bad limp. He got engaged to a girl who never saw him walking. You know, see them. The Gemara said they have to see each other. So they saw each other, and they were sitting on the couch. In the middle of their engagement, she found out that he limps. She wanted to break the shidduch. So Divrei Chaim sent her a letter. And the letter said, I don't know who revealed the letter, but anyway, the letter said that Arbaim Yaim Kayim Yitzir Savlad, they will make me the shidduch between us. And they showed me that you limp. I said, a girl to limp, it's very, for a boy to limp, Al Bitzar, a girl to limp, it's really, you know, a physical deformity, and a girl's much worse. So instead of her, switch it to me. Shemaim, they said, okay, it's Chad Gufa, a man and a wife, so he switched it to me. So he wrote a letter, he switched it to me because I volunteered, and now you're going to reject me because of it. So the shidduch went on. How did the Rechaim do this, or what? But the point of it is the point of the Stifler's letter here. Stifler writes, it's a tremendous chiddush. He says that things that matter at the end, things that matter in the beginning don't really matter at the end. And based on that, he says, look, before I see you date, so it's not a shasat chak, I can date someone else. Once people are interested in each other, so then for her it's also shasat chak. This is a shidduch. She also has what to rely on. It's a stifler's letter. It's a very fascinating letter, the way he writes it. And I could like to see. But anyway, let's see the Masiv Rava. Masim Rav, Tzuadaka Kroshuvcha, Srisadim Azokain, Echotzer Miyam, and Ketzad, Mesu Velehem Achim, Lem Noshim, Vamdu Achim, Vasu Maimer bin Nishayseim, the top cup. They died, they are brothers, and brothers and wives, plenty of people all around. Vamdu Achim, Vasu Maimer bin Nishayseim, Vinosnu Get, Becholtzu, Masha Osu Osu. That part is not negated to us. Vimbaloi konai. And if they're bayil, isuri lavim, they're kaina. Ah, so we see baloi konai. Mesu achim, if it was the other way around. If the normal brother died, vamdu heim vasu maimer nishisayim, and the kroshivcha did maimer, venos to get, kaltsu, masha asu asu, and baloi konai, vasu lakaiman, shim shenem alayavib tu adaka. So if you fall to isuri lavim, in Balei Kanai, that means the Issa Lav was Bayil. So the second case is like our Mishnah. The Issa is the one it fell to. The Kohen Gadol fell, the Almana fell to the Kohen Gadol, or the regular woman fell to the Ptsua Daka. V'sakadai chai v'lav midai raisa l'chalitza ram yol l'rav l'yam l'am bolay amai konai. Oh, so here's the Mefarish Gemara. In bolay amai konai, if yold is an isser, the bi is not kaina. It's a better diuk than the tab. In bolay amai konai alam arava amonam and eris inami a seva lois a sehu a new teretz. So he shlugs up Rav. He shlugs up Rav Yudalama Rav, and he says the following. And here, I'd like you to think of something that's outside of Yevamis. Look what the Gemara says next. Elama Rav, Amana Min Eres Nami, Yaseva Laisa Seyu. Oh, first the Gemara says one Teretz. Kedoshim Yiu Lele Keyem. Kedoshim Yiu makes it an essay. In fact, the Gemara Mam Zeres Nasina Meikul Amemer. Ksivis Kedishtem. It's also a lav asay. Yehachin kol terakulam nam yaseva loisa sayu zivis kadishtem. So Gemara says no. Why not? I don't know why. Elam arava gezeira amanam and erisin ato amanam and nesuin. Zas says he make a lameva gezeira b'makam gezeira b'makam mitzah ato shloi b'makam mitzah. Bunch of gezeiras. In fact, the Gemara elamayata eshesachem miyav leitziam gezeira shemesachav miyimai. What's wrong with this Gemara's kasha? Something we spoke about previous years. Gemara says every Eishes Achim Be'aviv should not be Miyabim. The Zera because of Eishes Achim Be'imai. Huh? I mentioned numerous times the Taz's Shita that the Rabbana don't have the Kayach to be Mevapel a Beferisha Pasuk Legamri. In other words, the Rabbana have a Kayach to make gezeiros. They say luliv, you know, I'll take a luliv on Shabbos. I'm a vatal pasuk. I'm a vatal pasuk. You can take a luliv on Sukkot and Chal during the week. Then I'm a vatal the whole pasuk. They're taking the mitzvah of luliv and they're knocking it off on Shabbos. Okay, have a right. But they can't knock off a pasuk legamri. That's the chiddush of the Taz. He says that's why, even though Chazal asked it, Schaira, this tray for food, you know, do Schaira, but it says Beferish in the Pasik, I mocher lenachri by Nevela, by Chelev, it says, you're allowed to sell, so the Chazal couldn't ask. It's Beferish in the Pasik, Chazal can't ask. That Shitas Hataz is a Taisus in Kedushin, the first paragraph, Tessamat Aleph, I think, by Mashkin. So even though the Taz doesn't bring it, the whole belt, when they talk about the Taz, they say it's really a Taisus. That l'chayre shver from this Gemara. Gemara says, make a gezeira. They can never do yibum. Every eish asachem yaviv yimavach is from yimai. What? Taisus. What you're saying is taisus. So taisus here, taka, is bothered by it. Taisus goes through all of the Gemara's kashes, and taisus ihachi kolani nashim leis yabum says that every kash is not to be mivat legamri. He taka says the kasha is. Eshesachem Me'aviv, who's not Me'imai, we should make a gezeiron. We should leave the mitzvah of Eshesachem, who's Me'aviv u'Me'imai. And he goes to all the Gemara's kashas and says, each one will now want to be mevatel the mitzvah legamri. So it's sort of a shas rule. Here we have it one more time. You see, I mean, I think Taisus, the Gemara says, Yehachi kol nashim lo yisyabmu. So Taisus says, 1 minute, doesn't mean kol nashim lo yisnab. Can't be. He's going with the shita, the shita satas. Okay, Sunday, believe that, we're going to finish to the Ban Miriamit, and then we'll go back to the Shabbat.